everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by His Spirit. The Lord loves us and He set things up to go forward. He blessed us to be a blessing. We're designed by God to win souls. And this, the work that the Lord did in us from the moment we first believed. When we believe on Jesus, you know, we have a brand new heart, brand new direction. You don't have to sin anymore. The sin nature is broken. And we love each other. And the enemy can't stop the light. That's why Jesus said, let your light shine. And He explained that we're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Our everyday, day by day living can expose the will of God to all men and women because it's light. Now, what the enemy does, he tries to confuse people. He's an illusionist. Never forget that he's just an illusionist, a liar. He slanders the light. He tries to get people to think in their mind that the people of God think they're better. I can't count the times I've heard that. And then he tried to seduce people into acting weird. Now, I went to a church. It was a holiness church. Holiness churches, they're big on rules and regulation. They want to do right by God. And they mean well. I believe, you know, I love that church. But I touched on it a few times that the law, people try to keep certain rules and regulations. They have a dress code that God never intended them to have, but they have one. The women are strict about not dressing like a man, and they don't want the men to dress like women. Now, apparel, they have pants for men and women. They have shirts for men and blouses for women. And people would make a big deal out of the way that they dressed. Now, God, only in the New Testament, Paul said, just dress modestly. And Paul mentioned about a woman having her head covered. And that was some kind of Jewish tradition that gave, that showed respect to the, that respect to the men. And they used to do this to honor God. But he ended saying, you know, it's really not a regulation. But they made it a regulation. And when we don't build with God, we scatter. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because the enemy had to get the attention off what really helps, and that's the light. He doesn't want people to walk in the light of God's way. If we focus on rules and regulations, we miss the point. The way the New Testament church is set up, it's set up to fulfill God's will. The Old Testament, the ceremonial laws, not the moral law. The moral law is still in place. But the law is given to the lawless. Understand? Before Christ died for everybody, the sin nature was not broken. Everybody that wanted to be in the kingdom of God, they converted to Judaism, and then they recognized the law of Moses, and they endeavored to live by the law of Moses. And it was very difficult because with a sin nature, you just can't do it. That's why in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Do unto others you will have them do unto you." That was the best man could do. But after he died, Peter came back and said, "Love everybody like Jesus loves you." We have the ability to love others. We have the ability also to fulfill the law. You don't have to stress yourself about fulfilling the law. You have a new nature. And it's easy for you. This is a much easier way of life. And many times people don't appreciate what Jesus did for us because they don't know what it's like. Compared to the Old Testament saints, they don't know what it's like to try to do God's will with a raggedy sin nature. And some people say, I beg to differ because I struggle. All right. I know that. I understand that. But your spirit man wants to do right. That's why you struggle and don't give in. Your sin nature is strong enough. It doesn't want to sin. But your mind does. And your habit system. That part of your mind is used to the old way. And your body has cravings that it shouldn't have sometimes. So what you have to do, we have to fill our heart with God's word. You know, our heart is like a brand new computer. It's clean. There's no viruses on it. Jesus got rid of the virus of sin. Now you gotta receive God's word in your heart. If you do that, you'll have strength and stamina. You'll have resilience against sin. Because if you went somewhere by yourself and there were no people and there were no influences, you'll be fine. You couldn't get to the alcohol, drugs, things like that. Because people get saved and they still have those cravings because they are part of the body and the mind. And sex, things like that. But the word of God gives you strength. You have love. See, when you love people, there are some things you're just not going to do because it's not right. And you care about people. You want to do something to help people. You love people. You love life. And life loves God. You know, the life of God is in love with God. So you want to do things the right way. You can still have great fun, but it won't kill you. And it won't be dangerous and deadly. The worldly fun is dangerous. And you can be a Christian and still have an appetite for worldly things. But as we receive God's word in our heart, then the life of God rises up and you have an appetite for the things of God. The more I hear the word, the more I desire to hear the word and learn. Now, the word equips you. It gives you strength in the heart. God told Joshua to study his word day and night so that he would be able to do all the things that God would give him to do. Now, Moses wrote the law, but Moses was always free. Joshua was a slave. Joshua had to renew his thinking process. Moses did too. But it was easier for Moses because he was never a slave. And some people may take that and say, well, I was never a slave, so I don't have to study as much like Joshua. Yes, you do. We were not a slave to men, but we were a slave to society. We were a slave to their influences. We were a slave to sin, the sin nature. See, the sin nature was your slave owner. If you sin, sin has the mastery over your life. And Jesus Christ, he broke that sin nature. You're free from it now. And now you have to learn to be free from it. The only difference between a man that will follow God and study the word, you know, let's say two men got saved. One of them, he didn't study the word. He just went about his daily routine. Now, his sin nature was broken, but he may not really know it. All right, the other man, he got saved, but he started studying the word of God and learning things that God has done for him. and blessings that he's given them that he didn't know about. Now, over time, the man that got saved and didn't hardly study, he has the ability to stay out of trouble if he wants to. The other guy's going to be fortified. He's going to be strengthened and encouraged. He's going to have greater joy, peace in his heart. The other man who didn't study as much, he's going to have more trouble, but God still loves him. Now, if he goes to church, he's going to be minimally encouraged by other people. And every time he sees people endeavoring to do God's will, it charges your heart. It charges his heart. When he hears the songs, it charges his heart. And he does better that week that he goes to church. Because being around people that love God charges your heart. But the man who's studying the Word, when he go to church, the church charges his heart and the Word charges his heart. He has the ability to remain stable and also do greater works. He can do things for God and carry them out because he's strong. And the Word has a cleaning effect. It cleans us also. Before the Holy Spirit came, Jesus told his disciples, "Now you're clean because of the Word." Now, after the Holy Spirit came, the Word still does the same thing. It still gives you ability to live a clean life. Now, the law doesn't make us righteous. Keeping the law doesn't make us righteous either. Now, the Holiness Church, they used to keep the rules and regulations, and they brag about it. That was their thing. And that was the order of the day. That's what was important to them. How they dressed, how they conducted themselves. But God, look at it biblically. The focus, the reason we're righteous is because Jesus' blood washed away our sin. The reason it works is because we have faith in it. Not had faith in it, have faith in it. We believe on Jesus. And faith looks to God. Now, all that's settled. Even if a person has backslid, now if you start looking to God again, you'll be fine. You repent. Ask God to forgive you of all your wickedness. And endeavor to live a clean life. Do the Word. But what you do don't make you righteous. You're endeavoring to do the Word. That don't make you righteous either. Keeping the law don't make you righteous. The reason we're righteous is because we were washed in the blood. That doesn't mean be unrighteous. Because now, if you go and sin, you know, that's wrong. That's just like Adam starting the whole process over again, eating the tree after he's believed on Jesus. You have the ability to build your life. Build it. Build your life. You've been washed in the blood. That's why we're righteous. Now we have the ability to fulfill all of the law. See, the blood of Jesus gives it made you clean, and it also gives you an ability. The ability to fulfill the law. Go fulfill the law now. You've got the ability to fulfill the law. Go fulfill the law. I'm not doing these things to be righteous. I'm doing these things because I am righteous. I've been made righteous. And that's the way Christians are supposed to understand it and live. That's biblical. If I'm doing these things and this is making me righteous, what did the blood of Jesus do for me? You can't do righteous. You can't be righteous without the blood of Jesus. Because I was washed in the blood, now I can be righteous. I don't have to go and look different. See, the Lord, I asked the Lord, it was a big deal back in 1985. I said, "Lord, why?" Deuteronomy 26:5. Don't let, a man shouldn't wear anything that pertains to a woman vice versa. The woman shouldn't wear anything that pertained to a man. The women didn't wear dresses, and they tried to make a distinction. I'm righteous because I wear this dress all the time, and I don't wear pants, and I don't wear makeup, and I don't wear jewelry. That's how they did things. That divided the people, because the pants are neither here nor there with God. God don't care about the type of clothes you wear. Even though they look similar, that's not the problem. A person can wear their clothes to be revealing. It's the motive. I said, Lord, why did you put that scripture in the Bible? People make such a big deal out of it. He said that was for the homosexuals. They are the only ones that would want to wear something. You know, a man that wanted to dress like a woman to attract other men. That's what he was trying to get rid of. See, in the law, men had a sin nature, and they couldn't control it. And they would do subtle things because they were wrong. Now, that's not the motive in modern times. Women don't wear pants to attract women. They wore them because it's more functional. Now, I know most people that they understand these things already. But the only reason I'm bringing this back up, because, and people are better about it. You go to Pentecostal churches now, they don't make the big deal out of dressing like they used to. But a lot of people still remember it. And not just the dress, the way women dress, but what they do and what they don't do. You really don't have to make a big deal out of not sinning. Because you have the love of God in you, and you're operating by it, that's a light all by itself. The focus should be on what Jesus has have done. It's not normal for a man to live in the world system, for a man to live his life and not be seduced by sin. I'm going to say that again. It's not normal in the world system for a person to live in this world and not be seduced by sin. Because people that have not gotten saved, they can't stop sinning. If they have a good, strong habit system and a good conscience, if they ever start dabbling in sin, it gets hard for them to stop. So to keep everything in check, they just don't do. Now, there are sinners, there are people who have not gotten saved, they don't drink, they don't do drugs. There are people that sell drugs, but they know that if they start using drugs, they're going to die. People are clever. Sinful, but clever. But Jesus gave us life. And we have the life of God. And we have the power to overcome all forms of sin. If we follow God, we're fine. We do good. We have the ability to not sin and fulfill the law of love because we were washed in the blood of Jesus. So whatever you do or don't do, you don't have to make a show of it. Just love people. And it works out. If you just love people, you'll fulfill the law. You won't be obnoxious. You'll be peculiar, but credible. You're peculiar because you have a strength that they don't have. You have a kindness that they desire. If people desire the things of God, then that draws people to the Lord. The things that divide and the things, if people try to make a show out of what God has done for them, naturally speaking, if I'm righteous because I keep the law, then it's not the same. The focus is different. But if you're righteous because of the blood of Jesus and you're thankful, I live according to God's word because it works, and I love God. Everything is out of the motive of love. That helps people see God. And that's the reason for this broadcast. The focus. If you're focused on loving God, things will fall in place. And you'll be able to live. See, people trust you because you do the right thing. Some things are neither here or there, but there are some things I won't do because it can cause people not to trust me. And I need to be representing God. And I try to carry myself in the love of God so that I can represent God all the time. And it's a blessing. The way of God works, I believe it. I believe in what God has done for me. And I want all people to know that kind of love. So if I live the law of God, it's because of Jesus Christ, not because I'm better. I've been made righteous, and I thank God for it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And his return is very soon. It's imminent. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.